From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. All over the Great Lakes State, on the cusp of firearm deer season here in Michigan. It looks like fall is going to cooperate for all of you who don't like to hunt in 70-degree weather, even though the big deer are moving. I don't care what anybody says about that. And proof is in the pudding. If you were looking on the Wild Michigan Facebook page last week, 10 to 11, I'm on the tractor with the vacuum going. I got a couple of acres, okay? Not a lot of land. Got some hardwoods on my yard, long, narrow piece, and I about get, 20 feet away from me is as close to getting trampled by a 4.5-year-old, huge-bodied, large-antlered, widespread buck that you're ever going to see, like, kind of in-town-ish, all right? Not really in-town-town, but very close, because we butt up to about 12 acres of land, and it's just an incredible, incredible deer. It's kind of pixelated, but go check it out on the Wild Michigan Facebook page. And no, you cannot have my address. So there. But I want to thank our friends at Not Just Guns for joining us here again this year. We are happy to have them on. Find their Wednesday night auctions, notjustguns.com. Ammunition, firearms, everyday carry stuff, all kinds of great stuff ended up on their auction. Hundreds and hundreds of items every Wednesday at Not Just Guns, and some news coming from them as well here very soon. Conquest Scents, makers of Evercalm and VS1, plus the United Deer Farmers of Michigan joining us. Had a great first hour with Bill Parker from Michigan Outdoor News, also our good friend Mark Martin, talking about the ice fishing vacation schools. All that information will be up on our website at wildmichiganradio.com. And we're going to talk to my longtime good friend Hunter Engel of Best Chance Charters. Captain Hunter is joining us, and also Best Chance Outdoors. And I tell you what, now you know Dave Engel and Hunter is his son, and Best Chance have been doing a great job on the big water for a long, long time. Hunter joining me right now. Dude, first and foremost, congratulations. You are having one of those years of people that I can't stand. Okay, you nailed a ginormous buck here this week, and some your duck hunting has been phenomenal. But first, how's been the big water fishing, and how's it been with this whole COVID thing? Because we don't get a chance to talk to a lot of charter captains, and there was a lot of issues with social distancing, especially on smaller confined vessels like you have. But you still were able to get people out.
Yeah, well, I'm here to tell you, it was definitely a rough start. I didn't think it was going to shape out to be the year it ended up being, that's for sure, but it was a rough start. You know, we waited a while to put our boats in because, you know, we're trying to do the right thing and all that jazz, and, you know, it's killing me watching my buddies out there catching all these coho's kings and stuff and lake trout and stuff right away. And then we had the no motorboat thing, and that killed us for a long time till about mid-May, I want to say. Latest my dad and I have ever put our boats in, ever. And the social distancing was a little weird. You know, you had to do only half capacity. Like, I can do three. My dad's boat, it's an old 36 Sierra, so he could do four. But even then, we were running into people that really didn't want to go and stuff. And after a while, regulations got lifted, and it was about mid-June, like June 12th, I want to say. It's like the floodgates opened. I mean, you know, our restrictions got lifted on how many people we could take, especially, you know, when we got to having the family and such. And so we did miss our spring run for kings and cohos and such, unfortunately. And that has been really good these last few years. You know, you get people that want to go after kings and cohos, and we still get them in the fall, but we catch a few lake trout in doing so. You know, drag three riggers on the bottom and everything else goes looking for kings, and that's kind of my favorite method to do it. But springtime, it has been phenomenal, and I will give the DNR credit. When they did a lot of cutbacks and stuff, they said, if we are mistaken, the fish will be bigger. And these last couple of years, that is no exception. Absolutely no exception, because a buddy of mine, my dock mate, Eric Shippa, won the Saugatuck tournament. His first day catch was absolutely phenomenal. He had 15 fish, and I could be off on the fraction of the weight, but he had like a 19.5 average of fish.
Wow.
That is phenomenal. And as a captain, I caught my biggest fish we had ever caught. It was a 31-pound king, and we won biggest fish on the Saugatuck tournament with that. Second place was 30 pounds and some change. And I am proud to say my wife's the one that caught the 31-pound king.
That, sir, keeps for harmony in the family.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, yes. Yes, you know, yeah. You've heard me talk about my wife. She's a fishing girl, hunting girl, and me shooting this big deer that I shot. She's got the spot picked out on the wall in the house where it's going. She picked it out, not me. And I'm going to focus more on her going deer hunting with me come gun season. You know, she's supposed to be taking that week off here, and her and I are just going to be in the blind together. Perfect marital bliss, if you will.
Absolutely. You know, and that's fantastic to hear, man, a young guy like yourself. My wife is the same thing. She loves getting out hunting with me. She doesn't have to shoot anything. She's happy. But she likes getting out. She likes the outdoors. And ever since, you know, that one big buck that we posted up on Facebook, again, the picture not great, but you can see what it is. She's been looking out the back window every day, glued, to see if she can get a peek at it, because she didn't get to see it in person. But it's just nice, man. And you know what? I'll say it, and I'll say it again. This is just me talking. This is not me representing anybody. But it didn't make a lot of sense to have some vessels being able to take to the water and others not. Okay?
Yeah.
That was so mishandled by this administration. Again, my opinion, but it was mishandled. Now, I understand social distancing. I take this coronavirus very seriously. But again, it's been a do as I say, not as I do type of thing, which has really hurt a lot of businesses in the state. But that said, I'm very happy for how things have turned out, because look, you guys have had a very good year as far as what time you've had on the water. And yes,
yeah.
I've been following the Michigan Charter Boat Association, Charter Boat Captains Association Facebook page very closely. Now, I've been seeing a lot of big kings, a lot of 30-plus pound kings being taken this year, and that's so encouraging.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like I said, you know, not everybody agrees with me on this, that about the DNR and how they've been handling the king situation, but I'm here to tell you, man, they were right. They were right. There is a little more zooplankton in AOIs than they thought, but the numbers are still way down. We still got a lot of coagula mussels out there. The water is just too clear. It's too clean. I hope so, but I don't think it's ever going to be like it was back in the heyday. By the heyday, I mean like in the mid 80s and early 90s and stuff. But I will tell you one thing. It's not a bad fishery. It's phenomenal, you know, and especially if it's a multi-species fishery. I'm happy to say most of my customers understand, you know, hey, we're going to catch what's biting. You know, that's, you know, I can't just ride around, hope for one fish. I can't do it. I like to put fish on the deck just like almost as much as I like to put a bunch of ducks in my lanyard, you know?
Well, that's coming up. We're going to talk about that in the next segment, because that's the other thing. You've got a great looking dog, and I know waterfowl is a huge passion of yours. And this is all I found out, all of this, that you were, you know, into that, your family was a charter boat family, after I knew what a caller you were. So we're going to talk more with Captain Hunter Angle, Best Chance Charters, Best Chance Outdoors. We're going to do that next. Whole another segment with Hunter here in just a few minutes, courtesy of Conquest Sense. This is Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
Steal believe.
Hey, Michiganiacs, this is your blood brother Ted Nugent celebrating the almighty Michigan Spirit of the Wild with my blood brother Duran Martinez on Wild Michigan. Go Wild.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State, courtesy of our friends at United Deer Farmers of Michigan. And you can get a link to them on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. The fine folks at United Deer Farmers of Michigan helping to do lots of great research on CWD, not only on the private herds, but for the benefit of the deer of the Great Lakes State. Back now with Captain Hunter Engel. Best Chance Charters and Best Chance Outdoors. And the outdoors part is this is what's funny, because this is how I met Hunter. He was competition calling with goose calling and duck calling, things of that nature. And he was a friend of a friend. So we've gotten to know Hunter over the years. And I know that I knew that waterfowl was a big passion long before I knew anything about you being related to the charter fishing family that you have.
Yep. Duck hunting runs, it actually runs a little deeper than the charter fishing and stuff, because a lot of the pictures I sent you and a lot of what I'm showing you on social media and stuff is part of our private club. And, you know, it's very prestigious, old school, if you will, and stuff. It's 1,400 acres, six members, and we only hunt it a couple days a week and stuff, but we closely monitor it, where the ducks are, if someone might actually make a mistake and think that it's public marsh and stuff. But, and you know, I'm the fourth generation to be doing that. And dad kind of dabbled in the goose calling thing eons ago, back in like the early to mid 80s, competed against Tim Grounds and Bobby Marino actually, and beat them. So that's been kind of fun when I found them, like, I don't know, 20 years later or something like that. They're like, so, hey, who are you? And said my name. They're like, hey, I know you. Your dad, Dave, right? That fishing guy? Yeah, that's him. But he's and we were commercial fishermen. Grandpa was a commercial fisherman before that. Dad obviously carved the family name with charter fishing and such. Mm-hmm. Winning, we did the math. He has won 72 fishing tournaments.
Wow. Friend.
That is head and shoulders above everybody. It was kind of fun to have me and my brother place a little higher than he did and stuff. I mean, it doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's bittersweet. It can be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. That's fantastic, man. Hunter Engel from Best Chance Charters joining us. Now, when did you become a captain? Because I know you were like one of the youngest guys on the water at the time.
Well, I got my captain's license when I was 18. When I was 16, I was cranking the chain ferry and stuff, and I was like the last one to get it, thanks to 9/11 and stuff. I was the last one to get issued it, to my knowledge. And I was like a gypsy, you know, helping anyone out on the harbor and stuff like that. And they liked having me go because I knew what I was doing, and they could figure out what my dad was doing, you know, to help catch fish too. And I ended up taking the plunge about 9 to 10 years ago now. Mm-hmm. The boat I'm on is the old family boat. It's Uncle Bob. Uncle Bob was the last one to run it. His dad's uncle is who he is. Grandpa's brother, and he retired from machine shop, fished it for about 20 years. And the last 4 years, I was there just helping him out, because real young, lots of energy, still have a lot of energy. I don't drink coffee, but, you know, cause I drive everyone crazy if I do. And, and Uncle Bob says, I'm done. You know, I'm too old and too big. He never left the captain's chair. He just sat there playing with the autopilot, telling me where a fish was. And I just ran the back of the boat, says, are you going to take the boat, keep it in the family, or are you out? I was like, I'm in. Got the boat. You did. And if I remember right, you interviewed me my first year I did it. Mm-hmm. And, it's been like that ever since. Been fishing, winning a few tournaments here and there, and just having a ball, meeting my wife, actually, you know, right there at the fish cleaning station. So I'd say there was probably a little bit of destiny there.
That's awesome. And, you know, and the thing is, too, to see, and I know Michigan in general is steeped in tradition with the outdoors, with a lot of family, especially along, you know, the shorelines and the Upper Peninsula, things like that. But to see that carry on with you is kind of cool. You know, and we've had your dad on the show before, a very technical guy. He knows his stuff, as do you. And for me, I get lost in that stuff. I'll be honest. When it comes to anything technical, I'm kind of that guy that gets lost easily. But I'm not afraid to ask the questions either, you know, because that's how everybody learns. So, but that's what's fun. Now with the duck hunting this year, how have you done? Because the pictures I've seen, you've got a great-looking lab, and you've done really well with the ducks.
Well, the duck hunting has been phenomenal. Where the river itself, Lake Michigan and the river, are at close to a 30-year high and stuff, 35-year high, I correct myself. Last year was huge. This year is not as big, but that private marsh I was talking about where we're doing a lot of our duck hunting is it's just flooded and it's holding a lot of ducks. There's some people that aren't seeing a lot, but we are seeing plenty. It's quite impressive, actually. And, you know, I'm not to brag, but I've hit my limit every time I've been out here. And this lab is my, it's not mine, it's my nephew's. He picked the dog. He's only 4 years old, but he picked the dog out. Jim, my dad's older brother, Uncle Jim, they made him go to dog school, and he's in the early stages of his training. He's what we call a started lab, and his name is Dozer, and with the way he bull rushes through things, that's appropriate. And his AKC name is Duck Duck Dozer. Nephew picked that too. And it's been fun training him, and duck hunting has been, you know, I've been telling the members, guys, this is the good old days, because when water was real low, especially like in 2012 and stuff like that, we struggled. We really, really struggled.
Now, you guys take a lot of black ducks, correct? I've seen a lot of black duck. And that's see, to me as a duck hunter, I've taken one. Okay, I'm not like a major duck hunter. I love waterfowl hunting, don't get me wrong. But that's a tough one to discern from the sky, isn't it?
It can be. The thing is, if the lighting's just right, it's real easy. But the thing that really helps is that as a puddle duck goes, they are the largest of the puddle duck family, especially in this area. Like they are like a Drake mallard is the biggest of the mallards, and that black duck is just you know, he's bigger.
Right.
So that's if you can, you know, it's hard to, now if he's by yourself, you don't know what you got, but if they're in a group together and you can see them, you're like, yeah, that's a black duck, and you got to watch a lot of birds before you get good at it, you know. And I've definitely watched a lot more than I've shot, and I have missed and I have shot more times than I have hit.
Like, I think that goes without saying, especially for me.
Yeah. It happens. You have off day and stuff, or the wind's not right, or, you know, just you get served some humble pie. You know, that's just the way the day is.
Hey, real quickly, before we let you go, Hunter Engel, our guest here at Best Chance Charters. You got a website people can find you at?
Yeah, www.bestchance2too.com.
All right, bestchance2too.com. We'll put that up on the website as well so you can find Hunter and get those guys on board with the big water fishing. Hunter, appreciate you joining us here. More coming your way here on Wild Michigan.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Hey, up in the backwoods, down in the holler. Old boy stealing like a dog on a collar. Keeping that chain pulled tight. Waiting on Saturday night.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Good to have you back. Winding up this show with our good friend Ed Shaw from the Carl T. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Education Center up in Cadillac, Michigan, at Lake Mitchell. And thanks to our friends at Conquest Sense for getting us on board again this year and moving forward. And now I can calm down a little bit, keeping up with Hunter Engel from Best Chance Charters. I needed coffee, and I don't have any. But a great guy, man, and a great family two of great sports people, and the tradition continues with Hunter and his young wife. So very happy to have them on, him on, rather, on this week's show. But right now, we're going to speak with our good friend Ed Shaw, interpreter with the Michigan DNR at the Carl T. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Center up in Cadillac, Lake Mitchell. And things moving forward with limited hours over there. How you doing, Ed?
Doing great. Good to be back on.
And good to have you on, man. It's been a while because this year, look, man, things have been weird anyway. But this year has been like, you know, 2020, we're over it, and we still have a month and a half left. So, I mean, there could be some good freaky things happening here, I'm saying. But
I like to stay positive. I think we're going to be good the rest of the year. And, you know, we saw some closures at the beginning of the year. But I'll tell you what, in my place and within our state parks, we've seen record numbers and visitors, and things have been great, let me tell you.
You know, and that's been encouraging, too, that people have actually taken that time to get out and explore the Great Lakes State, even though things have been closed, getting out to places that are open. And, you know, and social distancing isn't really a thing because there's so much open space.
People are embracing the outdoors, and it's a wonderful industry to be in. And I think that we have a, you know, if we look at the positive things that have come out of all the COVID stuff, that is one of them, is the fact that we're seeing record numbers of people outdoors, and the industries as a whole are doing great, and I think it's a great thing.
I do, too. We talked to Mark Martin earlier in the show about his ice fishing vacation schools coming up, which always get a lot of attention. But you guys have some classes of your own. The Outdoor Skills Academy is where I met you guys for the first time, and you guys have been teaching a lot of people over the course of the past few years.
I tell you what, Mark's a great guy. I love Mark. You couldn't meet a nicer guy. And my classes are kind of like a precursor to his. So we also we are going to be doing a ice fishing school this year. We call it our hard water school. It'll be posted on the 16th. All of our classes for the year will be. And it's kind of a 1 or 2 day thing, you know, especially if you're a novice or you're trying to get into ice fishing, or, you know, even if you're a skilled ice fisherman and you want to learn the techniques or kind of get a cursor before you go to Mark's school, this is what this is. And it's funny that you mention that, because I always tell my students, so what is the next step? What is the next level? The ice fishing classes are one of those things where you have, you know, a pyramid, a stair step all the way through. So you, as a beginner, you can start out on my school, then you can come to my advanced school, and then you can go to Mark's school. And it's kind of a cool thing, and I always promote his schools in my classes. I've been myself, and I go to Mark, and I, you know, I talk to him often about stuff, and he is just a phenomenal guy. He really is.
He is, man. He's absolutely a wealth of information, and he likes sharing it. And you know, I mean, that's the great thing about it is he's so willing to share what he's learned over those years that he's been doing this.
Yeah, those are great classes, and like I said, it's a nice progression all the way through. You know, if you're trying to learn about outdoors and getting outdoors and ice fishing in particular, you know, he does schools all over the place, and you know, so do we. And I mean, you can really focus and learn on and really dial in on ice fishing and become a better ice fisherman. There's a lot to it. You know, my star of my ice fishing schools is Norm Smith. You know, a world-renowned tightliner. And if you don't know what tight lining is, that's something that you guys can come learn how to do, and I'll promise you, you'll become a better pan fisherman for it. And then this year, our advanced school, we're going to do over on Portage Lake, and we're going to target whitefish and perch.
Now you're talking. What, whitefish, what?
yeah. What's a whitefish, right?
Oh, no.
So, yeah, it'll be we're going to target those Ciscos and whitefish over there, and you know, it'll be a good time over there this year. You know, for our advanced school, we try to do different lakes, a lot like Mark's school, so that, you know, the students that came last year can come learn a new skill this year. So we get a lot of repeat students that way.
Yeah, it is. You know, getting people outdoors first and foremost is what we've been about for the past 14 years that we've been doing this show. But doing so with good educators, you know, and this state is full of them. We brought up Norm in the conversation with Mark Martin earlier, and to be taught by Norman, is phenomenal because, I mean, he's a local guy from Diamonddale, a little town outside of Lansing. He is now back in my neighborhood, which is good to know. I can see Norm more often. He was living up north for a while, but he's back down near Eaton Rapids now, and I'm very happy to have him closer to me. And he is truly a wealth of information and a great teacher for your schools.
He is, and if you want to learn how to catch panfish, you know, he's going to be at all of my Outdoor Skills Academy classes, really even tight lining for perch in deep water. I mean, the guy is amazing, and no matter how skilled that I think I can get, I've never seen anyone that can produce fish on the ice better than Norm. I mean, it truly, one of those, you know, figures in the outdoors that you look up to. Norm's that guy for me. I always look up to Norm. You know, we got John DeKrysek. John, I'll tell you what, I've never met a better well-round fisherman than John, ever. That guy, I don't know what it is about it, but like our steelhead clinic in the spring, we're going to run a steelhead clinic with John. And we fish all day, the students, me, everybody. And John walks down there, and I said, all right, John, you know, the class is over. I said, do you want to stick around and fish for an hour? And he said, yeah. The guy goes and gets a rod, makes two casts, lands a steelhead, makes a few more casts, lands another steelhead. We fished right there all day. He just has the touch when it comes to fishing. And I don't care what you're fishing for, if it's walleyes, steelhead, salmon, the guy just produces, he can fish.
You know,
and he's just an excellent outdoorsman.
You know? And that's what I really like about the Outdoor Skills Academy up there at the Carl T. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Center, up in Cadillac at Lake Mitchell, is, you know, these people that you have as teachers, as educators, are everyday people. They're not the names you would recognize, Mark Martin, Van Dam, people like that, but yet their skills are so honed in and their finesse is so amazing that you wonder why they never took that route.
Humble. You know, I always brag about John DeKrysek as one of the best outdoorsmen I know. And he goes, no. And I call him the Red Green of Cadillac because I swear to God, the guy has a gadget or a fix for everything. Like, but it's never something fancy or never cost him money. It's a coffee can. It's reusing the coffee can as a visor over top of your Vexilar, or using it as a scoop for scooping water out of your ice fishing holes. The guy just comes up with these things that are just, I use every day out on the ice, and you learn so much from them. Covering your tip-up holes with canvas, you know, and little things like that just make a huge difference when you're outdoors and catching fish. And you wonder what, you know, and this is something that I learned from Mark, and you know, one of those things that Mark Martin himself and his, you know, everybody thinks that you're a great pro fisherman or a great outdoorsman, and I can't be the expert in everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm passionate about bow hunting and bear hunting and stuff like that, trapping. But, you know, and I teach a lot of those classes. But one thing I learned from Mark is there's no magic lure, there's no magic thing. It's these small things that you do, that you string together,
mm-hmm.
that makes a difference. And that's what the Outdoor Skills Academy is about, is learning those small things.
All right, Ed Shaw joining us here right now. Speaking to him, he is the interpreter for the Michigan DNR at the Carl T. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Center up in Cadillac at Lake Mitchell. We're going to talk more with Ed. Do a quick search on the Michigan DNR website for the Carl T. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Center. You'll find it. You also find a link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com.
You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up, turn the noise down, let this old world just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Being brought to you by our friends, United Deer Farmers of Michigan, Not Just Guns and Conquest Scents. As we wind down the second hour of this week's show, or the first hour, depending on when you get it, okay, what part you're listening to or wherever you're at, we've had a fun time, man. It's been a while since we've had this much fun on a show, And not to say that every show's not fun, but this one seems to be a little bit more special, I think, as we get in getting closer to the opener of firearm deer season here on the 15th of November. We've gone right from summer right into fall again, or was it spring into fall? I don't even know, because Michigan's so goofy. One day it's snowing, the next day you're mowing, so I'll just take it. I'll take whatever we get and enjoy it here in the Great Lakes State. And right now we're talking with Ed Shaw from the Carl T. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Center in Cadillac, Michigan, on Lake Mitchell. Now, you guys have got some limited hours there, Ed, but you are going to proceed with the programs as scheduled.
Yep. Like I said, they're going to look a lot different this year. Everything's going to be outdoors, so we'll have some virtual seminars for the classes. So the classroom portion of it will be virtual, and I'm going to do two different nights so that students don't miss anything, and I'll probably record them and make them available for even after the fact. And then from there, you know, when the students show up, everything will be outdoors in small groups. So we're looking at groups of five, and I'll keep families together. And basically, you know, we're taking the COVID thing very seriously to the nth degree, and we are going to make sure everybody's safe and comfortable. And I don't want one of my students to ever think that you know, well, I don't want to go because I just don't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our ice fishing school, for example, you know, groups of five out on the ice, and they're just going to rotate through the station. So they're not going to miss any of the talks. They're not going to miss any of the speakers. And they'll still get to go fishing. It'll be a good class. It'll look a little different this year, but maybe it'll be better and it'll change things for the future. I can tell you one thing. If a student misses the class, at least now they can pick up the videos and not miss any of the classroom portion of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sorry, go ahead, Ed.
I was saying that'll be a great thing, so that way anybody can pick it up.
Now, when we spoke with Mark, we talked about the cost of his class, and I'm not going to repeat it. It'll be on his website. You know, when people look at the cost of that class and say, wow, that's a pretty big sum of money, but down the road, it seems to work out. You know, residual and the money you save, the money you're not spending on guessing which lure and things of that nature. But your classes are, like you said, more of an entry level to mid level, and the cost is a lot less.
All of them start around $25 and go up from there. We're not allowed to make a profit on the class. So our prices all reflect cost and material for the class. So if it's a $25 class, then, you know, I'm covering lunch and materials for the students. If it costs more, like our advanced ice fishing school, which is closer to Mark's, you know, I don't remember off the top of my head, but it's $100-something. But it's all reflected in the cost. So as the state, we're not allowed to make money off these classes. We have to break even. And I can tell you right now that I never break even. I always end up going over.
Knowing you as well as I do.
I know you, Ed. You're going to give them way more than what the cost of the class is. And HT this year has donated a lot of products. Vexilar donated products. Clam Outdoors donated stuff. So for our ice fishing school, all the students are going to walk away with a rod and reel or choice of a tip-up. You're going to get some Vexilar swag, some clam stuff, you know. The industry is doing well, and you can tell because they donate a lot of stuff to these classes.
And that's good to hear, too, because, I mean, look, we haven't had shows in so long. I mean, January, as I was talking to Mark off air, that was the last fishing. The fishing show is the last show I went to this year. This has been a year of no shows at all.
Yep, and this will also be an opportunity to come see new products. So, again, HT donated an e-drill for the students to try out on the ice. You know, and so I've got K-drills, I've got E-drills, the HT versions, and the students are able to come and try them on the ice. I have a variety of different Vexilars, everything from the 28s all the way down the line to 12s and 8s. If the students want to try them before they buy them, you know, this is their opportunity to do it for nothing.
Yeah, and that could be a big savings right there.
You know, and you're learning the difference in the industry on what these products are and what they do. And like I said, you can always tell when the industries are doing well because we get a lot of donations to these classes and these clinics, and there's not a lot of them out there like that. Michigan is the only state that I'm aware of that offers a class like the Outdoor Skills Academy through the state. You know, there's a lot of private industries, companies that do that, but like the Bear Hunting Clinic, for example, it's the only class that I know of that you can actually learn how to bear hunt like this class. There's lots of seminars out there there's a lot of people talking, or they go to, like, Jay's Outdoors puts on a great seminar, but this is a class, hands-on. We're going to take you out in the field. We're going to show you how to do it, food plots for setting up your property. And in the past, we've offered property management classes. We've offered right down to cooking classes, cooking over the campfire, cooking wild game. We've done all these in the past that people are interested in, and it's hands-on programs.
Ed Shaw joining us here from the Carl T. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Center on Lake Mitchell in Cadillac, Michigan. We took that bear class a number of years ago, and I still, you know, when you were talking about that bear class, I kind of go back to the things I learned from there, and you know, some of the things that you could use for bait, some of the things that, you know, the, like the liquid smoke in the bottle, to kind of a spray that you would make, you know, with like a bacon smell. I'm getting hungry just talking about this stuff. But I mean, but some of the stuff we learned will always be with me, even though I'm not using it right now.
Yeah, that's the nice part is you know, people like John Zakrajzik, I told you, he's the red, green of Cadillac, right? I'll tell you right now, if there's a less expensive way to do it that works just as well, he's going to teach it to you. I'm going to teach it to you. You know, I'll prevent you from spending, you know, you don't have to go out and buy what you see on a lot of these outdoor shows right off the get. Or like I tell my students, you know, I run out on the ice and I have a Jason Mitchell flip-over ice shanty. It's like, you know, I'm out on the ice with a Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people need to realize that when you're starting out in the industry, I've built this up over a lifetime. I've been out in the field running around the woods with my dad since I was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Out on the lake, Lake St. Clair, fishing since I was six, probably 4 years old. And so, you know, this is a lifetime of building stuff up. I just didn't run out and buy everything at once. So, you know, I do try to focus on a lot of the entry-level stuff that will work and make it more affordable for the students to get into these programs. And
yeah.
I try to focus a lot on that. And, you know, that way you're not wasting money. You're not spending a ton of money on gear that you don't need or something that, you know, you may never use.
Exactly. You know, life hacks like that are always, always so important. And, you know, and when you're bombarded with try this lure because it works, try this color because it works, you know, and that's, I think, too, something we've stayed away from on this show is, like with Lance Valentine or Mark Martin or anybody, you know, if I ever asked the question, well, what color are you using? I'd get smacked or they'd hang up on me, you know, and that seems to be the first question out of everybody's mouth a lot of times.
Oh, that's the thing is, I'll tell you.
Thanks, Ed. That's what we like about you.
And, you know, that's what I share a lot of that stuff. You know, I've got a couple of guys I just met one time coming up deer hunting this year. I'm out in the woods right now getting blinds ready for all the kids that I got coming up for the opener this year. And so, you know, making sure that all the blinds are, you know, didn't get blown over in the storm last night.
Mm-hmm.
We got hit pretty hard with a thunderstorm. So I wanted to make sure all the seats are dry and the pop-ups are still standing and, you know, that they've got shooting rest in them for all the kids and so forth. And making sure that everything's ready for, I've got, I think, six or seven kids hunting, you know, opening day. And then the next weekend, we're going to a camp. So there's a lot of prep in this stuff, and I like to pass on that knowledge.
Well, we appreciate what you guys do up there and everybody at the Carl T. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Center up in Lake Mitchell and Cadillac there. It's a great facility. Make sure if you're going to go over there to call ahead to get the exact times and check it out on the website. On the 16th is when you launch all those classes.
Yep, they'll be available after the deer license baganza goes off the book and everybody's got their licenses, and then they're going to start up my program.
There it is, just like that. They'll be there for you. So, yeah, all you last-minute people that haven't sighted in yet or got your license, do it now, please. Save yourself a headache. And if you
don't wait to the 16th. Go get them today. Get them tomorrow.
Exactly. Get them now.
Or just the 14th, yeah.
Pick up the podcast and the show.
Sales days, the 13th and the 14th.
Oh, Lord.
And it bogs down the system. So go get your license today.
Don't get me started. I was good up until now, Ed. Ed Shaw, thank you so much. Appreciate you joining us. Also, Bill Parker, Mark Martin joining us. Hunter Engel from Best Chance Charters, bestchance2.com is where you can find him. And, of course, everybody else on our website as well. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks to Not Just Guns. Thanks to our friends at Conquest Sense and the United Deer Farmers of Michigan. Most importantly, thank you for joining us here on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.